There are obviously positive and negative sides to fear. For example, fear might keep you awake when falling asleep would be disastrous, if, as an example, you're responsible for guarding an area. But if fear keeps you from making a beneficial growth choice, you need to explore the fear. A joyful, fulfilling life entails risk, and encountering fear is part of the risk-taking process. Accept it and act anyway. That's what courage is all about, to act despite your fear. Fear, too, often paralyzes people. Refusing to act, they close down and begin to avoid life. The end result is that life becomes dull and boring. And when life becomes too mundane, you'll do something to create excitement, even if it's self-destructive. An extramarital affair would spice up your life. A good fight with your mate will get your blood pumping and let you know you're still alive. Dangerous driving could give you a thrill. The potential for self-destructive or thrill-seeking actions is endless. People invoke them to add the missing elements necessary to make life interesting again. Others, whose lives are dull and boring, exercise great self-control. Their lives are so safe and so dull that even though they don't indulge in self-destructive activities, the dark side of their mind has to create something to make life more exciting. This is the way human beings work. Your mind cannot tolerate a boring, ho-hum existence forever. And if you exert too much self-control for too long, your mind will find other ways to make life interesting again. How about an illness to give you something to talk about? Or a tragic accident to make life meaningful again? The answer is not to close down, avoiding circumstances because of your fears. You must not allow fear-based emotions to keep you from making growth choices. You must act anyway. You must embrace your fears and experience them fully. When you fully experience your fear, you'll rise above it. Then you can throw off your limitations and begin to live up to your potential. All your fears relate back to your past programming or viewpoint. It's your viewpoint that causes you to feel anxious about the future. But you can change your viewpoint by acting in the face of fear. Reality exists as that which you experience, and the way you experience life is the result of how you choose to view what happens to you. I discussed this earlier, but it's a good reminder to hear again. By altering your perspective on the situation, your viewpoint, you can eliminate the effects of a problem. And if you're no longer affected by a problem, you no longer have a problem, even though nothing about the situation may have changed. Another aspect of fear is that no one worries about what has happened in the past. Even if you experience guilt about past events, you aren't worried about the past, only about your continuing reaction to what happened in the past. Fear is sustained by your thoughts and memories about the past situation. When you recall your fears, you are filled with anxiety. You're afraid of public opinion. You're afraid of losing your job. You're afraid your wife might run off. You're afraid of being lonely. You're afraid of not being loved. You're afraid of dying. You're afraid of rattlesnakes. As I've already stated, all fears are in essence one fear, the fear of what will happen in the future and your inability to cope. Let's say you're walking in the woods and you're afraid you'll come across a rattlesnake. The fear of a future event. Okay. You do encounter a rattlesnake. Now you're afraid the snake is going to bite you. Again, in a future moment. Then the snake bites you, and you're afraid of dying in the future. Fears always relate to a future event. So you must learn to live in the present, the now. You'll start to do this once you understand your fears and choose to be uncomfortable by acting instead of avoiding the situations that make you feel afraid. Okay, now what else can you do to let go of fear? Uncovering the original cause of the fear is often very helpful in assisting you to let go of the undesirable effect. If you're not aware of the cause, meditation can help you to find it. My Mind Travel course, which is also published by Nightingale Conant, offers an altered state of consciousness session specifically for this purpose.